Sit back, relax, and raise a glass, for spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting wolf having a ball. Spirits in your favorite pools. Gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Haunts and hearts, haunts and hearts, crackle and hand and fill to the top. Haunts and hearts, haunts and hearts, this is your podcast and it's called Haunts and Hearts.
No matter where you're joining us from, welcome back to our realm. This is Haunts and Hops, we're the podcast that cover all things paranormal while devouring the most amazing scrumptious craft beer from all over the country. Thanks to our sponsor, Tavor. Follow us on all social media platforms. We are at Haunts and Hops, and you can catch us this weekend at WonderCon at Home, which we're going to talk all about. Johnny LaQuasto here at J Quasto. Let's get to the stars of the show. She's a veteran paranormal investigator, former team member on Ghost Hunters. She's a wealth of knowledge and legendary in every way possible. Find her at Ashley Trobe on the socials because she is
Ashley Trobe.
She got a face for radio because her camera will not turn on.
Hey now. Oh.
There we go.
You're just a wizard. That's why, you know, like technology doesn't want to work with you because you're so magical.
I'm like a wizard and a vampire. And I'm like, if I could be Taika Waititi and Pedro Pascal and Jermaine Clement's wife, there it is. I've done it. I'm doing great.
Three of them?
I mean, that's I would be part of that as well. I would join.
Oh, yeah.
I'm jumping in there. So,
wow. Okay. I mean, shit, I don't want to be left out. So
Johnny, come on.
Well, you're in too.
All right. I know who Taika Waititi is. Who are the other two?
Wow.
Oh wait, no, God. I know Pedro Pascal. I do. He was, in Wonder Woman 84. Was he not? Am I wrong?
Oh my God.
You're right.
He was fantastic in that movie.
Oh, he's fantastic in everything.
He's fantastic.
Jermaine Clement, have you heard of Flight of the Conchords?
Of course. I have not. Unfortunately, I haven't had time to really celebrate it very much, but I know it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Okay.
I've been to several concerts.
Well, you know what? I'll join the system. It'd be great.
Yeah.
And also joining in, she's certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology, lifelong connection to the paranormal. Her one woman show, 50 Shades of Mix, will be hitting the world real soon. And of course, she'll be part of WonderCon this weekend as well. She is Anastasia Washington.
Oh, hello, everyone.
It's exciting times. We're in WonderCon. WonderCon at Home. You know, our little brainchild that we started no more than, what, 8-ish months ago. We're a part of WonderCon. How cool is that?
Our little nerdy baby is growing up.
But yeah, so we know officially WonderCon is this Friday and Saturday, March 26 and 27. And our panel, which is the paranormal and pop culture, is going to be, no matter where you are, at 11 a.m. You can watch it. And then, of course, you can watch it anytime after that.
Yes. It'll be on the WonderCon at Home, I think, YouTube page or whatever it is. But yeah, good times, you guys. Good times.
And Ashley, how about our special guests?
It is Mustafa and Brandon and Noel, and they are all amazing people. I am so excited for them to be on the show. I've worked with all of them several times. They are super fantastic. And I can't wait to see what they have to say for the show.
It's going to be a special episode. Obviously, we're going to talk, you know, all things paranormal. But of course, Brandon and Mustafa, they're all about the scientific research aspect of the paranormal. But Anastasia, we're tying in the pop culture element too. How do we do it? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's a mystery, but it isn't because we did it. But yeah, we're exploring like how paranormal has invaded pop culture. And it's a pretty fun conversation, and also it gets deep. I'm not gonna lie, it's cool. It was all over the place.
It was awesome, man. It was really, really fun. And I can't wait for everyone to listen to it. So if you are listening to this episode, it's happening. So please mark your calendars, mark your Swatch watches if you have them, or your iPhones, or your Androids. It's going to be Friday, March 26th, or anytime throughout the weekend. So watch it. And we're going to be enjoying a beverage while we watch WonderCon. And also right now, so Ashley, what beer are you enjoying this evening?
I'm drinking the Local Dream Universe, Anastasia, IPA, thanks to Tavor. They sent me some really cool stuff. And this is actually from Minnesota. So I don't get to go out there often. And so I'm really excited to have a beer from a place that isn't necessarily local. I love local beer, but getting to try things new is pretty fantastic for me. And so I'm pretty excited for this one. How do you guys feel?
I'm always excited for any beer from Minnesota because it's a great brewing state.
Oh, and that's really okay. So, yes, it's an IPA. It is kind of juicy for an IPA that does not say that it's juicy or hazy, but it's sweet. It's nice. It's very smooth. I've been leaning a little bit more West Coast lately, but this has a very like almost Star Wars theme look to the can, and it is beautiful and it tastes great, and I'm enjoying it. It's not something that I would usually pick.
All right, well, it's an IPA, so no matter what, you're going to be okay with it. Anastasia, how about you?
I do not have an IPA at all, but I have this really can you see the can? The can looks like a skull with a skeleton key, but like a literal skeleton key, and it's called Main Boss Imperial Stout with it's from Fair State Brewing Company, also from Minnesota. So
hey. Doubling up on the Minnesota. I went back. I have not gotten my new order
for
Tavor.
That's sweet.
Hey now. Okay.
I mean, I would pour this over ice cream. It's so good.
Damn, the skeleton key to your heart.
12%.
Oh!
Oh, shh. I think I'm drunk, yo.
Good night, Anastasia.
I thought mine was powerful, so I have not gotten my new order from Tavor yet. It should be coming any day, but luckily, I went back to Old Faithful. I've had them on the show before. I'm drinking a little PB Mood from White Elm Brewing Company in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's a peanut butter and chocolate milk stout, and I'm sorry, but it contains nuts.
Nuts.
Yeah, but we all know White Elm. You could argue White Elm makes dessert beers like no other. They have a plethora of
dessert beers. Yeah, they have some good ones. Again, pour it over ice cream. I'm always in for a beer float. Like,
yeah,
one of my favorite things to do at Disneyland, you guys.
Ooh, yeah. This is a heavy tall boy. It's 8%, but it's just heavy. It's really, you know, you're drinking something special when you get yourself a White Elm.
Hey, she's not heavy. She's my brother.
And with that said, it's the Supernatural Scoop. All right, Anastasia, right now half of you is about to get very excited because we're going to talk about Ireland. That is right. So, aliens give an Irishman a playbook on how the world will end. So this is from anomalien.com. This gentleman, retired carpenter Jerry Battles from Palaskenry County, Limerick. So somewhere over there. Said he was walking home after two Christmas drinks with a pal when the real-life ETs struck. He says he recalled being warned of Earth's impending doom during this encounter, which was back on December 26, 2001, as he walked home from the Seven Sisters pub in Kildemo. All right. So now we're going to get to his quotes. And I'm not going to do an Irish accent because I can't do it.
Unless Why?
You can if you want.
I'll usually sing it better.
He said, I was only minutes away from my house. It was a clear, dry night. You could have read a book with the light off the night sky, but I wasn't drawn by the light of the stars or the moon, but by a bright surgical white light coming from the other end of the Boreen. He was drawn by the light. He says, all of a sudden, he remembers finding himself aboard a spacecraft with 40 others, all in a subdued state, standing motionless like statues.
Creepy.
He says they were all male of different age groups, all standing shoulder to shoulder like mannequins. I remember one man next to me wearing a Columbo-style coat and hat. We were all in a state of paralysis. I can only move my eyes, so I couldn't see much. The next thing I remember, floating into another bigger chamber with a 360-degree viewing deck, it was then I saw the extraterrestrial.
Nope.
Abducted by Columbo.
Exactly. Can you imagine if an alien spoke like Columbo? Hey.
I would be there for it. I love it.
Tell me about your life where you're from. Anyway.
I'm in for it.
Jerry says, I couldn't tell how big he was or even if he had arms or legs. All I remember, his big cone head and his beautiful ginormous eyes that were jet black. He spoke to me through telepathy and said, you are not terrified like the others. Jerry said, no, I am not. Should I be? The alien then quizzed him about what he'd like to see. Jerry said, the North Pole.
Santa.
Yeah, why not? In the blink of an eye.
Santa, you know, like tour by cone heads. Cool.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of Santa, in the blink of an eye, they were transported to the North Pole. And he admits that he has revealed this story to multiple people. They all think he's crazy. And if he has a history of mental illness, he said, no, I do not. And he said, people who don't believe him are naive and have small imaginations. He said it. This is where it gets good. If it hasn't already been great. The alien told him mankind is running out of time. The quote is, in 850 years, a giant asteroid. Well, now that was 20 years ago. So we're down to 830. So time's clock is ticking.
And it's by our days, right? And not their days. Oh, God, it's tomorrow.
It's coming. So in 830 years, a giant asteroid the size of Munster. I guess Munster is an area in Ireland.
Sure.
It's
also a nice cheese.
Yeah, it's a delicious crater-sized block of cheese is going to obliterate the planet. The asteroid will approach your planet from the 35th quadrant. We are 4 million light years more advanced than you are. We have been observing you for a millennia. In all that time, you have only excelled at two things, global warfare and lying to your own species. I mean, it's hard to argue that one.
He brought the shade with him.
Yeah. We've talked about this all the time. We're a bunch of morons. I don't blame the aliens for not wanting to be seen.
Yeah.
Well, that is how we die, is the shade. The shade is actually going to cover the sun, and that is how we're going to end, is we're going to freeze to death.
You're right, though.
Yeah, you nailed that one. The alien said, you must use the force, be one with the force, harness the force. So I think he's having like a Star Wars wet dream during this too, possibly.
Yeah, a little bit.
And the alien also warned Jerry not to trust governments or banks. They sound like our grandparents.
Yeah.
And he has no recollection of how long the abduction lasted, no memory of it until afterwards. The coat he was wearing turned up on the roof of the regional hospital, and he has no idea how it got there.
Drunken night, dude. Drunken night.
Right. That's that Christmas after, you know, the day after Christmas drunk right there.
Yeah, he had more than two Christmas drinks.
Mm-hmm. I have so many nights where I don't know why my clothes wind up where they are. So it's fine. It's fine. We're good.
Fine.
Normal. Not aliens.
No.
You ever have a jacket on the roof of a hospital? That's a wacky night.
One time. God, Johnny, thanks for bringing it up.
Well, did you get it back?
No.
How about this one? Ghost pop-up. Did you guys look at the photos that I sent to you? They're pretty crazy.
Yeah. One of them I'm not okay with at all. And the other one, I don't know. It looks like a tourist.
Well, that's okay. I'm not fine with either.
What do you think about the photos, though? Don't they? I don't know. This figure. And by the way, it's on paranormalglobe.com if you want to look it up. And basically, this family thinks the ghost of an elderly person is creeping out their kid in their crib. And it was this past week, it was an article. I don't know. This figure to me looks too pronounced to be a not a doctored photo. What do you think?
You're talking about the one in the near the crib, and that one's the creepiest to me. Like that,
yeah.
I don't know. I have this fear, like with those like cameras that we place in our house, or even like the backup cam on my car, that something's just gonna like fly by my backup cam on my car, and I'm just gonna freak the hell out. Like that's a fear of mine. So this kind of like reiterates that fear. Nothing is comfortable about it. It looks like something from like Pan's Labyrinth or, you know, something Guillermo del Toro-ish to me. Mm-hmm. Which makes me think, oh, maybe it's not any, maybe it's like staged because it looks so weird, but I don't know. I don't know how you stage it. Maybe you could. I don't know.
Ash, what do you think? I mean, look, we've all seen spirits in photos. That makes sense. This one just looks so odd to me. They think it's an elderly person. To me, that face doesn't look like a human.
Well, it's really complicated because I have been doing this for years. I have not actually seen something quite like that in person. And so I've seen a lot of weird stuff in my life. I've never seen a spectral form quite come out like that. So I know it's a little confusing. It's definitely terrifying because like I see that and I'm like, oh, the movie Alien. I don't want to watch that. Like it's terrifying. Yeah. And so I don't know. It's very Signs.
Right. And what makes it more interesting is there's no actual video available, which I don't understand because this was a video camera set up. It was a baby cam to keep an eye on a 2-year-old and a 7-month-old, grandkids. They say the spirit talks to their granddaughter and keeps her up most of the night, laughing and talking one night until they heard her tell the spirit no and go away. Now, we do agree, and Anastasia, you've had it happen when you were kids can see spirits. They do more than adults. So there's a little something there maybe.
Yeah. And how many times do we kind of hear this like story of kids talking to an entity or, but very rarely have we seen it appear in what I'm assuming is a baby cam.
Yes.
So maybe that's why they don't have the footage. Maybe it's like they had to screenshot the baby cam because I don't know if they actually record.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not an adult. I've never used a baby cam. So
I don't know. Maybe they have ones that record now.
They're using one of those. That's what you get for using a knockoff baby cam.
Free. This baby cam comes with free entity.
Yeah. How does your baby cam not have a USB? Come on.
I mean, I don't know. It's been a while since I've been around a baby cam. So like all my nieces and nephews are very much older and not using baby cams anymore. So I don't know. The technology could be there. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, they say they've also heard a man's voice in the room when no one has been there. Also, cabinets and doors open and close on their own. And this is this all comes to us from the Paranormal Society of Northeast Georgia. And so, the photo, if real, holy smokes, that thing is really apparent if it's real.
If it's real, I'm not comfortable at all.
No, no. But if you want to look for yourself, it's paranormalglobe.com. You know what? Screw it. We could also post the damn photos here. We'll post the photo on social media. I'll take a screenshot right now because what the hell?
Yeah.
Boom.
We'll be sure to do that.
Done.
Dunzo. Babunzo.
Are you ready for another ghost photo?
Yes.
All right. So this gentleman in the UK, DJ Festipal Sanders, was making a self documentary based on historic buildings that surround Coventry. And Coventry, huge area in the UK, a lot of beautiful land as well. He captures what looks like a ghost lady standing outside of an old building. What's amazing about this is he has a video posted on his Twitter. His Twitter handle is at Pantopaul, PantoPaul. It's from a few weeks ago. You can check it out. That video was something else. It was very interesting.
The close-up of it, you know, like the like screenshot, is it's nowhere near as believable or intense as the video. I would say.
Yeah, like I tried to freeze the video and then zoom in. in the video, all I see is the lower half of what the supposed spirit is, who's looks like she's wearing a black skirt or dress. But in the photo that they zoomed in on, she's wearing what looks like a pink top.
Yeah, that, yeah, it kind of looked like somebody at like some kind of festival or something to me.
Yeah. What's incredible is as he's taking the video, he said, "Oh, it looks like a lady is standing there. I don't know what she's doing there." And
it's like he's gone. In the room. It's like he's in the room, Johnny.
Yeah.
That impression was like, "Oh my God, is DJ Fluffernutter in the room?" I don't remember his name.
Festipal.
Festipal.
Yeah.
DJ Festipal is here.
DJ Festipal. But yeah, I mean, then, you know, there's a photo, there's a couple of videos, there's a TikTok video as well. This to me seems a lot more intriguing than Grandpa hanging out by the crib. What do you think, Ashley?
I don't. Wait, really? You think this is better?
To me, I don't know. I feel like, now granted, it could have just been a woman standing there and running away, or maybe it's nothing at all, but I don't know. I find this to be a little more intriguing than, I just have a hard time believing the video by the crib or the photo.
Well, I get that too. I am very, I like sound. I was an audio engineer when it came to doing the paranormal investigating. So photos are always very confusing to me because I'm not 100% sure, because you always have that idea in your head that you're just kind of making up that face, that mind, that brain, whatever. So these are a little bit harder because I love hearing what's happening, and seeing what's happening is always a little bit more difficult for me.
Yeah. I mean, what I liked about the video is it was clearly just a guy making a video on his phone or video camera, whatever, and he zipped by and you could see something if you pause it. And then there was nothing there. And then the zoomed in photo, it certainly does look like
the outliner silhouette of a woman.
Thank you. The outliner silhouette of a woman. Yes.
The silhouette of a woman. What is that? Says Glosto.
Yeah. Silhouette of a woman sounds like a song that Seal should have written.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Or it just sounds like a, like Jack Nicholson movie or something like that. I don't know. Mm.
Yeah. Where somehow he's the romantic lead at 83.
Yeah, and you're like, why is this happening? Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, the one by the crib freaks me out the most, and I think it just plays on my fear of those different kind of cameras that we have around, like, in our everyday life. And I am always just afraid that, like, when I look at it, one of those cameras, any of those kind of weird surveillance-y things that we have in our life so much now, that, like, I'm going to see something like that. So it plays on the horror movie and like paranoid person in me. Well, the other one doesn't feel very scary. It feels comforting almost, you know, so maybe, but I don't know. It's so weird now with like the technologies that we have in cameras and phones and stuff like that to know what the hell is going on. Like, I don't know how we legitimize any of this stuff anymore. Like, I don't know. I can make all kinds of things happen on my phone.
That's true.
I don't know. Not to say that this person did that. I'm just saying, like, I don't know where to even start to prove. Yeah.
Well, Ash, have you ever caught anything on camera that you thought you saw immediately before even looking back?
Oh, yeah. There's been a few times where I've had experiences. I think one of the good ones was at the Linda Vista Hotel, or sorry, Linda Vista Hospital. And it's gone now. It is now a
home retirement community. Yeah, which is so, we talked about this before. That's so jacked up, man. Anyways.
It's a lot. And, you know, we saw a lot of things there, but I remember at one point we went down to the basement and, gosh, I wish I had gotten it on camera, but we saw a very humanoid figure that was not human. Man, it would have been so good to get on camera, which we never did because it was terrifying.
What was it, like a shadow person kind of thing, or was it something very, very visible to the naked eye?
No, it felt very shadow person.
Okay.
Not visible in that sense. It wasn't 3D. it was, we saw this form and then it was running away. And it was really odd. Oh, hang on. There we go. It was really odd. And it's kind of stuck with me for a very long time. I don't know. It's one of those things where when I have been experiencing or investigating the paranormal, I haven't seen a very physical affirmation or whatever it might be. It's always a shadow, a light, a something. And it's interesting when I see photos like we've seen or videos like we've seen where they are literally seeing something that is physical to them. And that's very intriguing to me.
I remember the one story you told us. It was one of the episodes of Ghost Hunters. You and Josh were in a manor or the mansion where you accidentally almost caught the chandeliers going ape shit by themselves.
Yes.
I forget the name. What was the name of the place?
Oh, God, I don't even remember. Was the something mansion.
It was the Rich People Mansion.
Rich People Mansion.
Yeah.
That was interesting. It was the chandelier was swinging back and forth incredibly hard. But it wasn't a physical being that we could see. And so that's kind of where it's weird, because with the paranormal, like, I haven't caught something where it is a very, very obvious physical being. And so that's kind of what makes it so weird, is when I see videos or photos or kind of the stuff that we talk about, I haven't experienced that, at least not yet.
And that's crazy. Like, chandeliers are heavy. And if there's no draft in this place, to see it shaking back, I mean, that is straight out of like a Disney haunted mansion.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is no ordinary waiting room. Oh, the chandeliers. God. That's bananas.
Or like Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, that's true. Now, they crash and burn in Phantom, right? The chandeliers?
Well, the chandelier, it falls on the... into the audience. Yeah.
Okay. I did go see that once. I guess my memory's terrible.
That's like the best part. I remember when I was like 7 years old when I first saw it, like, that's all I really remember, is like this just thing like coming at us and you almost think it's gonna kill you in the audience. And I was like, ah! As a 7 year old. Yeah.
What a great show.
It's a great show.
Well, a couple of fun spiritual experiences talking about from all over the world this week. But let's dive back into a couple of cryptids, because, you know, last week we got into some with Mac and Matt, but this list is just so fun. I have two more that we didn't talk about last week that I thought were worth mentioning. But okay. Anastasia, feel free to go first and kick us off if you like.
Oh, no. You go.
Well, one, shout out to Dover, Massachusetts. I'm talking about the Dover Demon.
The Dover Demon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was only seen, well, maybe, I don't want to say necessarily they, the Dover Demon, were only seen on April 21st and 22nd in 1977 in Dover, Massachusetts. Two different teenagers in two different spots on two different nights described it as a large-eyed creature with tendril-like fingers and glowing eyes.
And only twice. And yet it's left such a mark.
Yeah, I mean, now it's still a legend to this day. Now, this is very clearly could be some kind of deformed wild animal, especially at night. A lot of animals have glowing eyes at night. So
that is true. I don't know that many have tendrils.
That's a very fair point.
I mean, maybe. I just haven't seen enough tendriled animals.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, another one that has very interesting hands, the Loveland Frogman.
Oh, he sounds cute.
Adorable. He is out of Loveland, Ohio. A humanoid frog standing at about 4 feet tall. Sightings starting back in 1972, but another sighting in 2016. And after that sighting came out, one of the police officers who supposedly saw the frog back in 1972 he shot the Loveland frog back in 72 and then identified it later as a large iguana.
Wow. Well, I hate that cop. I mean, I always hate cops, but wow, that made it worse.
He just shot, and so it was just a first of all, a giant iguana. Isn't that also kind of a cryptid then?
Well, at 4 feet tall, walking on its hind legs, that's very odd to me. But I guess anything's possible if you're 4 feet tall.
There's a weird one. The rod, it's called, what do they call it? The rod? They call it the flying rod.
Oh yeah, the flying rod.
Yeah. Which is kind of like, when you read about it, it's basically some kind of optical illusion or something that's happening with your eyes to make you see these little, I don't know, like squiggly line things.
Yeah.
But some people are saying it could be more like an extraterrestrial or something like that.
Or you could just be having a mini stroke.
Or yeah, like you might need to see a doctor or like a, you know, at least an eye doctor of some sort.
Ask your doctor about flying rod.
Flying rod may cause, I don't know, nothing.
By the way, I have one more fact about the Loveland Frogman. I'm going to save it till the very end of the episode because it's worth saving for. It's a great way to go out.
You're going to drop the mic on us or something?
Yeah. So, Ashley, we know your favorite is Jeff. Is there anything else on this list that, you know, stroke your fancy? Did I say that correctly? Struck your fancy?
Stroke your fancy is not right.
Wait, what?
No. I said, we all know you. Nothing better than Jeff.
Jeff. He's beautiful. And I love him. He's a talking mongoose. How can you not love that? But there are a couple on there that made me feel a little bit weird. Mostly Jeff. In a good way. Right.
Yeah, he can hear you, so be really nice.
I mean, the Cabbage Town Tunnel Monster looks hilarious to me. I just mentioned the Cabbage Town Tunnel Monster looked hilarious to me, as well as the Maryland Goatman. Oh, the Maryland Goatman's holding an axe. Jesus.
Yeah. For some reason, he kind of does it for me. Is it wrong for me to think the Ozark Howler is really cute?
The Ozark Howler. Let me look at this
number one. Number 19.
Number 19. Oh my God. How did I not notice him this entire time?
He's so fuzzy.
Oh, you know what he looks like? My Pet Monster. Do you remember that?
Yeah, maybe that's why I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's not as cute in other pictures, but he looks really cute and cuddly in this picture. So I'm going to look up other pictures of him and make sure that he is not as cute. Nope, not as cute. No.
You put a pair of orange handcuffs on him and
I still have mine somewhere.
Pretty sure he's going to be adorable.
He's adorable, but not in real life.
No, probably not. But what a great list this is. Oh, who could, we got to pay respect to the squonk.
The squonk?
Mm-hmm. Well, just looks like a little quadruped little thing.
Oh. What
about the
hoop snake?
The hoop snake. Can you hear me, guys? I have no idea.
Yes. Yeah.
We get to hear you now. Can you hear us?
It's cutting out a lot. The hoop snake looks really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about the Crawford. What is it? The Crawfordville
monster.
Crawfordville monster.
Yeah.
He looks like something from like one of those beach movies in like the 60s. You know.
Yes. Yes.
I could see him dancing with that village.
Which one is the Crawfordford?
That'd be number 20. Yeah, he's right next to the Ozark Howler, who is My Pet Monster.
Oh, I was looking absolutely at 29, the Cabbage Town Tunnel Monster.
Yeah, which is just like a floating O.
Mm-hmm.
Like a floating, like the Looney Tunes when they had those, like, you know, here's a hole, and they could just put it somewhere like that.
Yep, just a couple little hands.
Number 14, I just feel like I don't know anything about it. None at all, but it does look like somebody maybe saw a walrus and was freaked out.
Or like
a seal or something like that and was just like, what is this? But it looks like a seal.
It very much does. You know, of course, these eyes are very beady, but yeah, we're going to chalk the Ninjin up to, you know, a sea lion perhaps or a seal, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what area of the country it is, so I wouldn't.
you know.
I think that's the way to go. But well, to close out this amazing cryptid list, to give you a fun fact on the Loveland Frogman, if that cop did indeed shoot this large iguana frogman, well, it didn't die in vain, because the Loveland Frogman has its own musical titled Hot Damn, It's the Loveland Frog.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's run a Tony or two, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know where you can see it. I don't know how often it's performed, but I can only imagine it takes weeks upon months for the cast to perfect it. So,
correct. Yes, I am for it. Invite us to opening night, you guys. We are there.
Yes, we're going to Loveland, Ohio to see the Loveland Frogs musical. Hot damn, it's the Loveland Frog.
I'm in for Cryptid the musical. I'm here.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. Did we just make a musical?
I think it's something to think about. Well, Ashley, before we go off into the WonderCon sunset this weekend, where can people find you?
You can find me at Ashley Trobe on everything.
Beautiful. Anastasia Washington.
You can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, at Anastasia W on TikTok, and Anastasia TV on YouTube.
And of course, we are at Haunts and Hops on all social media platforms. This weekend, WonderCon 2021, WonderCon at home. It is all virtual. Make sure you follow WonderCon at WonderCon. And we will be up on Friday, our paranormal discussion involving paranormal and pop culture, with our incredible special guests, Brandon Alves, Mustafa Gadolari, and of course, Nawal from the Ghost and Hoes podcast. Anastasia, this is going to be amazing. It's so exciting.
This is so fun. I'm so excited. Ashley, are you excited?
I'm incredibly excited.
Yes, we can't see Ashley right now. She's our resident specter for the week, but she is pumped. She will be there spiritually and virtually as well. So make sure you watch us. It's not just listening. You can watch us at WonderCon. So make sure you follow us, follow WonderCon as well. And with that said, we'll see you at WonderCon. And it's time to say goodbye.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.